Good evening and welcome to our Good Friday service.
晚安，欢迎来到我们今晚的受难节的晚间崇拜。
Scripture tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 22, it says, Therefore, brothers, since we have the confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through the flesh, and since we have the great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
所以弟兄们，我们凭着耶稣的血可以坦然无惧地进入至圣所。这进入的路是他给我们开的，又新又活，穿过幔子。这幔子就是他的身体。既然我们有一位伟大的祭司治理神的家，既然我们的心已蒙血洒，不再有邪恶的良心，身体也用清水洗净了，我们就应该怀着真诚的心和充分的信心来到神面前。
Let us pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Lord God Almighty, in this given evening, our intention is to draw near to you.
全能的上帝，在这个的晚上，我们的目的是要来到敬拜面见你。
We are thankful for Christ's sacrifice and his blood that's shed on our behalf.
我们感谢主耶稣基督，将他的身体舍了，洒血，为我们来到赎罪。
We're thankful that it gives us the full assurance of faith.
我们感谢主给我们有全然的信心，得蒙拯救。
This evening, we come to honor and to worship you.
今天晚上我们来到尊重敬拜，将一切的荣耀归给你。
May we be refreshed of your grace, mercy, and love for us.
让我们在你的恩典，在你的慈爱之中全然的更新。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Can everybody please rise?
弟兄姊妹，请起立。
All hail.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him.Lord of all, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. 蒙恩救赎真身选民，齐当感谢敬拜。靠主宏恩免我罪债，算他万有主宰。靠主宏恩免我罪债，算他万有主宰。 Kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all.
众星都在天上，屈膝向主敬拜，同声欢唱赞美不息，全他万有主宰。同声欢唱赞美不息，
全他漫游主宰。
I hear the Savior.
I hear the Savior say, Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. 我无加烟善行，我藉此得救恩，为主所流宝血，能洗一切罪恨。主替我舍身，罪债全还清。无数罪孽污秽心，主洗被雪白净。And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Please remain standing as we read God's word. The passage is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. The word of the Lord reads, "The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God.'"
聖經是記載在約翰福音第一章29至34節。第二天，約翰見耶穌迎面而來，就說：看啊，神的羔羊，他除去世人的罪。这位是我所说的，有一个人是在我以后来的，已经在我前面，因为他本来是在我以前。 我自己从前不认识他，但我来用水施洗，就是为了把他显明给以色列人。约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵好像鸽子从天而降，留在他的身上。我自己从前不认识他，但差我来用水施洗的那一位对我说，你看见圣灵降下来留在谁身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。我看见了，就作见证说，这就是神的儿子。圣经读毕。
And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
愿神祝福凡读祂说话的人。
You may be seated.
请坐。
Good evening, everybody.
各位今晚晚安。
It's always good to be able to gather together.
我是非常高兴大家一起可以在这里聚集。
It's particularly good to be able to gather together with our English and our Cantonese brothers and sisters.
Okay, 今晚是我们弟兄姊妹不单是广东语和英文的。
Before we begin, let's pray.
在我们开始之前，我们一起低头来做祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give you praise.
天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your goodness and grace.
多谢你的好，你的救恩。
We thank you for your love and mercy.
你的爱和你的怜悯。
We particularly thank you for Christ and Him crucified tonight.
尤其纪念到是主耶稣基督为我们是钉死。
As we look into your word, we pray that you would remind us again of the significance of Christ's death.
当我们去研读你话语时候，再一次提醒这个是主你的死对我们有何等的重要。
Help us to feel the weight of our sin.
让我们感觉到我们的罪的有多重。
But also help us to rejoice in the grace of forgiveness.
亦都去享受这个是被赦免的一个恩典。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
是奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, tonight, we gather to remember and to celebrate what is at the heart of the gospel.
那我们今晚呢，我们一起聚集是为到去纪念和庆祝一个福音的一个核心。
The heart of the gospel is the unimaginable reality that in Christ, God died for us.
是一个超乎我们所想象的一个现实，就是基督神是为我们而死。
And this is at the center and the core of our faith.
这个就是我们的信仰和敬拜的信仰的核心和本质。
We should be gospel-centered.
我们应该是以福音为中心。
Christ-centered.
是基督为中心。
Cross-centered.
十字架为中心。
Remember that in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2, Paul said, For I decided to know nothing among you except Christ, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
在哥林多前书二章二节，保罗是这样说，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And in Galatians 6:14, Paul adds, But far be it from me that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在加拉太书六章十四节，保罗是都补充这样说，就说我但我断不以别的夸口。只夸口我主耶稣基督的十字架，因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉死在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉死在十字架上。
And that's why before Jesus went to die on the cross for our sins, he instituted communion as a way for us to remember Jesus' death in our place.
这个就是为什么耶稣为我们的罪钉在十字架，同埋喺佢钉死前系设立呢个主餐。
And so we eat the bread to remember his body that was given for us.
咁我哋去享用呢个饼嘅时候，系纪念佢嘅身体。
And we drink the cup to remember his blood that was shed for us.
我哋饮用嘅杯系纪念佢嘅血为我哋所流嘅。
And so Jesus commands us today, just as he commanded the disciples on that night, to do this in remembrance of him.
耶稣当日吩咐嘅就同当晚系吩咐嘅门徒一样，为的是纪念我。
So tonight on Good Friday, we are remembering and celebrating Christ and Him crucified.
所以我们今晚这个受难日，我们是去纪念和庆祝耶稣基督和他的被钉。
And we'll finish the service by participating in communion together.
咁我们是用这个是主餐来结束我们今晚的崇拜。
And so to prepare our minds and our hearts for that, I want to remind you about the biblical history behind Good Friday and communion.
为了准备我们的心思和意念，我想提醒下你关于圣经的历史中受难日和这个主餐。
Before God's people celebrated communion as a way to remember our deliverance from sin through Jesus, God's people celebrated Passover as a way to remember their deliverance from Egypt through the blood of a lamb.
在神的子民去庆祝主餐，去纪念耶稣是由最终是拯救了我们。神的子民是庆祝这个逾越节，去到去纪念，藉着羔羊的血将他们从埃及中是拯救出来。
In a sense, you could say that God's people, or you could say that Israel was an Exodus-centered people.
你可以咁讲，就话以色列人曾经系以出埃及为中心嘅。
And now Christians today are cross-centered people.
但现今咧，咁今日嘅基督徒咧就系以十字架为中心。
The Exodus was a divinely designed pattern to prepare us for the gospel.
出埃及曾经系神嘅计划，系为我哋去准备福音。
And the Passover lamb was a divinely designed pattern to prepare us for Jesus, the Lamb of God, who would take away the sin of the world.
逾越节的羔羊呢，就是神的计划，为我们准备的耶稣。神的羔羊是挪去世界的罪。
So tonight I want to take a few moments to go back to the Old Testament and learn three lessons from Passover to help us worship Christ.
所以我们今晚是想用以下的时间来看旧约，学习三个逾越节的功课，帮我们去到敬拜。
So if you have your Bible, please turn with me to the second book of the Bible, the book of Exodus.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经的第二卷书《出埃及记》。
And we're going to see three lessons from Passover to help us worship Christ.
是有三个的功课。
Salvation through sacrifice.
救恩是通过献祭。
Salvation through substitution.
救恩是通过替代。
And salvation leads to sanctification.
救恩是引进成圣。
So our first lesson from Passover to help us worship Christ is salvation through sacrifice.
所以我们今天的第一个功课由逾越节帮助我们呢，就是说救恩是通过献祭。
And we'll spend most of our time in Exodus 12, so you can turn there.
所以我们大部分的时间是在出埃及记12章。
Just to remind you, in the book of Exodus, Israel was enslaved by Egypt.
在出埃及记的时候，以色列人是为被埃及人所奴役。
And despite being crushed by 9 plagues, Pharaoh hardened his heart and refused to let Israel go.
就算受到九个灾去击打，法老仍然硬起心来拒绝释放以色列人。
So finally, God was going to send his 10th and his final plague, the death of all the firstborn.
所以神要用第十灾，亦都最后一灾来到击杀所有投生的。
The previous 9 plagues only judged the Egyptians, but not the Israelites.
头嗰九灾咧，净系审判埃及人。但是不是审判以色列人。
But God said this 10th plague would be different.
但神说这个第十灾是不一样的。
Look back one chapter at Exodus 11, verses 4 and 5.
看下前一章，第十一章四至五节。
It says there, So Moses said, Thus says the Lord, About midnight I will go out in the midst of Egypt, and every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne,Even to the firstborn of the slave girl who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle.
他是经文是这样讲，摩西说，耶和华这样说，若到半夜，我必出去巡行埃及遍地，凡在埃及地，从坐宝座的法老，直到磨子后的婢女所有的长子，以及一切投生的牲畜，都必死。
It says here, this plague would kill every firstborn, Egyptian or Israelite.
这灾呢就会说击杀所有的头生，包括以色列人和包括埃及人。
Why?
为什么?
Because even though Israel was God's people, they were also sinners who deserved death.
虽然以色列人是神的子民，但他们同时也都是罪人，他们是抵死的。
Israel needed deliverance from Pharaoh, but even more importantly, Israel needed deliverance from the judgment of the Lord.
以色列人是需要法老的拯救，但更重要的是，以色列人是需要从神的审判中是获救。
In this 10th plague, Israel wouldn't be spared just because they were Israelites.
在第十灾，以色列人不会被幸免于难。
No, they would have to be saved from the plague through some other way.
他们是需要从第二个途径去得救，就算他们是以色列人。
And that way was the Passover lamb.
这个就藉着逾越节的羔羊。
So look at Exodus chapter 12.
所以看下出埃及记十二章。
In verse 3 it says, Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household.
十二章第三节系咁讲：你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，各人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
And then look at verses 5-7.
第五到第七节。
Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it.
要无疾残疾一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取都可以，要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了，各家要除点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框和门楣上。
So I want you to imagine this for a moment.
我想你想象一下。
Each family would have to take a lamb into their home.
每一家就攞咗一隻羊羔翻去屋企。
Imagine a cute, cuddly, woolen lamb.
係一隻好肥美、好可愛嘅一隻羊仔。
And it's running around inside your house from the 10th day to the 14th day.
由第十去到十四日，可能喺你屋企周圍走嚟走去。
For any of you with children, I think you can imagine how this would go.
如果你有細路嘅話，你就可以知道係點樣一個情形。
Everyone loves that little lamb.
每個人都好中意嗰只羊。
It's part of the family for 4 days.
就好似一家人咁樣，係四日。
But it says there on the 14th day, they kill all the lambs at twilight.
但係去到本月嘅十四日，喺黃昏嘅時候，就要將只羊羔殺啦。
And as they eat it, they must put the blood of that lamb over their doorpost.
佢哋食完之後，就要用嗰啲羊血嚟到喺佢嘅門框同埋門楣上，喺度塗啲血。
What a strange thing to do.
係咪一個好奇怪嘅嘢咧？
But this is God's instruction.
呢個係神嘅指示。
Why?
點解啊？
Go down to verses 11 and 12.
所以我哋睇十一、十二節。
In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments.
你们吃羊羔当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神。我是耶和华。
I want you to notice again, it says that all who are in the land of Egypt, whether Israelite or Egyptian, would be struck down.
留意一下，这个是说埃及地一切的头生，包括以色列人和埃及人，都会被击杀。
Unless they did what the Lord commanded.
除非他们是遵守神所吩咐的。
Look at verse 13.
看下第十三节。
The blood shall be a sign for you, and on the houses where you are, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
第十三节，这血要在你们所住的房屋上作记号，我一见这血就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。
You see, in this 10th plague, the distinction between life and death was not based on whether there were Israelites or Egyptians.
由此可见，第十灾生同死的分别不是说他们是不是以色列人或者是埃及人。
It wasn't based on whether they were more righteous or more rich or more wise.
不是根据他们是不是公义、有钱或者聪明。
The distinction between life and death in the 10th plague was based on whether a lamb's blood covered that household.
第十灾中的生同死的分别是建基于有没有羔羊的血遮盖那间屋。
A life had to end.
一个生命是要完结。
Blood had to be shed.
要流血。
A sacrifice had to be made because salvation only comes through sacrifice.
需要献祭是因为救恩只能够是通过献祭。
This was always God's design.
这个一直是神的计划。
All the way back in the garden, after Adam and Eve sinned, their nakedness couldn't be covered by fig leaves.
这个是追溯到去到伊甸园的时候。当亚当同夏娃犯罪嘅时候，佢哋赤身露体，佢哋唔可以俾无花果嘅叶去遮蔽。
In other words, they couldn't cover their nakedness by their own works, by their own efforts.
他们不可以遮盖他们的赤身露体，是用他们手里面的工作。
God had to kill an animal and take its skin to clothe Adam and Eve.
神是要杀一只动物，用他的皮毛来制成衣服给亚当和夏娃。
When God called Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, at the last moment, God provided a ram to die instead of Isaac.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕去献以撒的时候，在最后一刻，神是准备了一只公羊去代以撒去死。
Salvation always comes through sacrifice.
救恩是一定要是来自献祭。
That's the first lesson from Passover.
这个就是逾越节的第一个功课。
Salvation is costly because salvation always comes through a sacrifice.
所以逾越节的第一个功课是说，救恩是需要很大的代价，是因为救恩是要透过献祭。
So sacrifice has always been necessary to escape judgment and death, but why?
这个献祭是必要的，是要来回避这个审判和死亡。为什么呢？
Why does God require sacrifice?
为什么神是要求去献祭呢？
And that leads us to the second lesson, salvation through substitution.
这个就来到你的第二个功课，救恩是通过替代。
Salvation through substitution.
救恩是通过替代。
The reason why God requires sacrifice is because God requires a substitute.
神要求献祭原因是因为神是需要一个代替品。
Israel and Egypt were both sinful and deserved to die.
以色列和埃及两个都是有罪，两个都是抵死的。
But if a lamb was sacrificed and its blood was put over the doorway, then the firstborn would be spared.
但是如果一只羊被去献祭，同埋佢嘅血系抹喺门上高时候，喺屋里边嘅头生就会被免行于难。
And I think you understand that the blood on the doorpost was not just cosmetic.
我希望你知道血喺门上高唔系一个装饰。
It wasn't just putting a new color of paint on the door.
就好似你唔系一个你油一浸新嘅油一样。
The blood represented that a life was taken.
呢个血系代表生命已经被夺取咗。
The point here is not that the lamb died for the firstborn, not just that the lamb died for the firstborn.
重点不是说羔羊是为头生而死，而是羔羊代替头生而死。
But the lamb died instead of the firstborn.
羔羊是代替了头生而死。
The firstborn inside the house could live because a pure and spotless lamb died instead.
在屋里面的头生是可以存活，是因为一个完全无瑕疵的羔羊代替而死。
The lamb died so that the firstborn could live.
这羊羔死了，所以头生是可以存活。
After the Exodus, Israel was commanded to celebrate the Passover continually each year so that this idea of salvation through sacrifice and substitution would be deeply ingrained in them and passed on to their children.
出埃及之后，以色列人被吩咐去每年都要去庆祝这个逾越节。因此救恩的这个观念是藉着献祭和代替能够深入地了解和被成全下去。
Look again down at Exodus 12 verses 23 to 27.
留意一下出埃及记12章23到27节是这么讲。
It says, For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you. You shall observe this rite as a statute for you and your sons forever.And when you come to the land that the Lord will give you, as he has promised, you shall keep this service. And when your children say to you, What do you mean by this service? You shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. For he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses. And the people bowed their heads and worshipped.
因为耶和华要巡行击杀埃及人。他看见血在门楣上和左右的门框上，就必越过那门。不容滅命的進入你們的房屋擊殺你們，這例你們要守著，作為你們和你們子孫永遠的定例。日後你們到了耶和華按著所應許賜給你們的那地，就要守這例。你們的兒女問你們說，行這例是什麼意思？你們就說，這是獻給耶和華逾越節的祭。當以色列人在埃及的時候，他擊殺埃及人，越過以色列人的房屋，救了我们国家，于是百姓低头下拜。
So you see, Passover was meant to be a picture and a lesson that a substitutionary sacrifice was required for salvation.
逾越节系应该系一个图画同埋一个功课，系关于救恩系需要取代性嘅一个献祭。
And it was meant to be a lesson that was clear enough even for children to understand.
亦都係一個能夠係孩童都好清晰地咁去明白嘅一個功課。
I still remember the first time my young children were sitting in service when we had communion.
我記得我嘅小朋友係當第一次去守呢個主餐嘅時候。
And they were very bothered they could not have the juice and the cracker.
佢哋係好煩惱，點解咧？因為佢唔可以去飲啲果汁或者係有個餅食。
Why do you get it and I don't?
點解你有份我又冇咧？
Why are you doing this?
點解你咁做啊？
And it gave us a good opportunity to explain this to our children.
咁呢個非常之好嘅機會俾我能夠同啲細路去解釋。
In God's wisdom, He gave Passover as an opportunity to give a clear lesson to children, to adults, to all of us about a sacrifice.
同樣地，神係俾一個係由小朋友呢個去到成人一個好清楚嘅功課，關於獻祭。
And this idea of substitution didn't stop at the Passover.
咁呢個替代嘅觀念並唔係停止於喺呢個逾越節。
It became clearer and deeper throughout the rest of the Old Testament.
咁喺成個舊約裏邊更加深入同埋清楚。
Especially in the sacrificial system in Leviticus and the Day of Atonement, specifically in Leviticus 16.
尤其喺利未記裏邊關於贖罪日嘅一個獻祭。
Of course, salvation through substitution came to a climax in the Old Testament in that well-known chapter Isaiah 53.
特別係救恩係藉著替代嚟到舊約嘅一個高潮，係記載喺以賽亞書五十三章。
Listen again to these familiar words. Actually, turn there in your Bibles to Isaiah 53.
如果你有聖經嘅，打開以賽亞書五十三章。
Isaiah 53 verses 5 and 6.
以賽亞書五十三章五至六節。
But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Notice how clearly this teaches the idea of substitution.
留意下呢个好清楚地教导关于替代。
We know that Isaiah 53 is a prophecy about what Jesus would do for us.
我哋知道以赛亚书五十三章系预言基督系将会为我哋做啲乜嘢。
It says that he was pierced even though it was our transgressions.
呢度话佢系被害，虽然呢个系我哋嘅过犯。
He was crushed even though it was our iniquities.
他被压伤系我哋嘅罪孽。
We went astray, but the Lord laid our iniquity on him.
我哋偏行己路，耶和华使我哋众人嘅罪孽都归在他身上。
Salvation comes through sacrifice because salvation comes through a substitute.
救恩来自献祭，因为救恩系来自替代。
We are sinners, and so we deserve God's wrath.
我哋系罪人，所以我哋系应该系接受神嘅愤怒。
And so a substitute needs to take God's wrath in our place.
这个取代的观念就是说这个愤怒不是临在我们身上。
So Israel began to learn that lesson in the Passover so that they would be ready when the true sacrificial lamb would come.
以色列人开始学习逾越节的这个功课，是准备将来有一天真正的一个献祭的一个羔羊是来临。
But before we get there, there's one more lesson from Passover.
但是我们去这里之前，我们还有一个逾越节的一个功课。
Salvation leads to sanctification.
救恩是引进成圣。
Salvation leads to sanctification.
救恩引进成圣。
You can turn back to Exodus chapter 12.
你们可以翻开这个出埃及记十二章。
Those who are saved will be set apart. They will lead holy lives.
得救的人是会被分开，是引进圣洁的一个生活。
Look at Exodus 12 verses 14 and 15.
留意一下出埃及记十二章十四到十五节。
This shall be for you a memorial day.And you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations as a feast forever. You shall keep it as a feast. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven out of your houses. For if anyone eats what is leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel.
你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节。 作为你们世世代代永远的定例。你们要吃无酵饼七日，头一日要把酵从你们各家各中除去，因为从头一日起到第七日为止，凡吃有酵之饼的，必从以色列中剪除。
See, connected to the Passover was the Feast of Unleavened Bread, where they would eat unleavened bread for 7 days.
连接着这个逾越节是一个无酵饼的一个筵席，他们连续七日是吃这个无酵饼。
The purpose was to separate themselves from Egypt by cleaning out any leaven that was left over from Egypt.
目的是在于隔离埃及和自己，是清除所有的酵留在埃及。
That leaven symbolized the sin and the sinful influence of Egypt, and they had to get rid of it, or else it would remain with them and even spread throughout Israel.
这个酵呢，就是象征罪和埃及对罪的一个影响，他们需要是清除洁净，如果不是留下就会发酵和扩散。
In other words, God's people had to be removed from Egypt, but also Egypt had to be removed from God's people.
换言之，神的子民是被隔出离开埃及，但是埃及也都需要被隔离离开神的子民。
It makes no sense to seek deliverance from Egypt if you still choose to embrace the sins of Egypt.
寻求埃及的救赎是不合理的，如果你仍然去选择拥抱埃及的罪。
To do so would waste and dishonor the blood of the lamb that died to cover you.
咁样做嘅话，将会去浪费同埋羞辱羔羊嘅宝血，为遮盖你而死。
So God commanded and expected those who were saved to also be sanctified, to be set apart from sin.
所以神系吩咐同埋期望凡得救嘅同样系被成圣，系远离罪。
And so whenever they celebrated Passover, it was a chance for them to set themselves apart again.
就好似要去慶祝嘅一個節日，係要同有一個隔離。
So our three lessons from Passover are salvation through sacrifice, salvation through substitution, and salvation leads to sanctification.
所以作為一個總結，逾越節嘅三個功課：救恩係通過獻祭，救恩係通過替代，救恩會引進成聖。
But the Passover isn't just about remembering the past and praising God for His past deliverance.
但逾越节唔单止系纪念过去同埋赞美神佢过去嘅拯救。
If you read the Old Testament carefully, God was preparing to accomplish a second exodus, a greater exodus through a greater sacrifice.
如果你留心读旧约嘅话，神就准备咗成就第二次嘅出埃及，透过一个更加大嘅一个牺牲。
There are other pastors who have pointed out that there's this pattern that grows throughout the Old Testament.
有其他人指出咧，旧约咧系有一个增长嘅一个定律嘅。
In Genesis 22, when Abraham offered up Isaac, there was a sacrifice for one man.
在創世記22章，當亞伯拉罕獻上以撒的時候，獻祭是為了一個人。
In Exodus 12, there was a sacrifice for each household.
出埃及記12章就話獻祭是為了每一個的家庭。
In Leviticus 16, the Day of Atonement, there was a sacrifice for the whole nation.
利未記16章在贖罪日裏面，獻祭是為了一整個民族。
And finally, in John chapter 1, there was a sacrifice, a lamb for the whole world.
在约翰福音一章里面就说有一个献祭，一只羔羊是为了整个世界。
Remember John the Baptist's words in John 1:29, we just read that earlier.
留意一下我们刚才所读的约翰福音一章29节这个施洗约翰的话。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
约翰看见耶稣到他来，就说：看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
John the Baptist knew, and Jesus knew why he had come.
施洗约翰同耶稣都知道点解佢要嚟。
To take away the sin of the world.
就系要除去世人嘅罪孽。
And at the end of Jesus' life, in God's perfect plan, the last meal Jesus ate with his disciples was a Passover meal.
在耶稣临终前，在神完美的计划里面，最后一餐就是耶稣和门徒吃逾越节的晚餐。
In fact, turn to Luke 22, verse 15.
那我就来看看路加福音22章15节。
Luke 22:15 says, And Jesus said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
15节。耶稣对他们说：我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的筵席。
Jesus was looking forward to this last meal.
耶稣是很期待这个最后的一餐。
This was an important date on the divine calendar.
这个是很重要的一天在他的日历里面。
And look down at verses 19 and 20.
去看下 19, 20 節。
And Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
又拿起餅來，祝謝了，就擘開，遞給他們，說， 這是我的身體，為你們捨的，你們應當如此行，為的是紀念我。
And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.
饭后也照样拿起杯来，说， 这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
In this moment, Jesus took the Passover meal, which was meant to remind Israel of their deliverance from Egypt, and he transformed it into communion.
在期间，耶稣食用过逾越节的晚餐， 原意是提醒以色列人从埃及里边系得到嘅拯救，转化成为咗我哋今日嘅主餐。
Passover was meant to help Israel remember the Exodus, but communion now reminds us of our greater deliverance through a greater sacrifice.
逾越节系帮助以色列人去纪念出埃及呢个事件，但今日主餐系提醒我哋一个更加大嘅一个拯救，藉着一个更加大嘅献祭。
All the Passover lambs in Israel's history were shadows pointing forward to the ultimate Passover lamb.
所有的逾越节的羔羊在以色列人的历史里面，就好像一个影咁样，其实系预表咗一个终极嘅逾越节嘅羔羊。
I want you to look at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5, 7 and 8.
我想你睇下，系保罗喺哥林多前书5:7-8系咁讲。
1 Corinthians 5, verses 7 and 8.
这个哥林多前书5:7-8节。
It says, Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
你们既是无酵的面, 应当把旧酵除净，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羊羔基督已经被杀献祭了，所以我们守这节不用旧酵，也不用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
Do you see what it says there? Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed.
这里说我们逾越节的羊羔基督已经被杀献祭了。
So brothers and sisters, I want you to see the wisdom of God that ordained this amazing plan of salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想你哋睇到神嘅智慧所命定嘅呢个咁奇妙一个救恩嘅计划。
Christ's death on the cross for us was not an accident.
基督为我哋喺十字架上嘅死唔系一个意外。
It wasn't plan B.
唔系一个后备嘅计划。
It was the design of God from the very beginning.
而系神从起初就已经系设计嘅。
Christ suffered for us as an innocent, spotless lamb.
基督为我们受苦，原本是一个无辜、无瑕疵的羔羊。
He bore our sins, he took our shame and our guilt upon himself, so that the wrath of God that we deserve could be absorbed by him.
他承担起我们所有的罪，除掉我们的羞耻和罪疚感。 所以原本应该是我们去承受神的愤怒的，而家就系俾耶稣完全嘅吸收。
Every sin for the believer, past, present, and future, was laid on Jesus when he suffered on the cross.
过去、现在、将来所有嘅罪，一次过系摆喺耶稣嘅身上。
He died as our Passover lamb so that his blood could cover us.
咁佢嘅血系遮盖咗我哋。
So tonight, as we celebrate Good Friday, as we take the bread and the cup, let's remember Christ, our Passover lamb.
所以今晚在我们庆祝受难日，当我们拿起饼和杯，让我们纪念基督。
We deserve death.
我们是抵死的。
We deserve God's judgment.
我们是值得受神的一个愤怒。
We can't escape that judgment through any work of our own.
我们不可以靠着自己的行为能够去逃避神的一个审判。
We can only find deliverance through the sacrifice and the substitute of Christ.
我们的救恩是只可以是由耶稣基督的这个献祭和这个替代。
So salvation is indeed free to all who trust in Jesus and humbly receive him by faith.
救恩对信耶稣的人是白白的得来。
It was free to us, but it was costly to God.
虽然对我们是白白的得来，但是神是要付上极大的代价。
God gave up his only son, his son whom he loves.
神是放弃了他的仔，独生所爱的仔。
And it was costly to Jesus.
对耶稣是一个很大的一个代价。
He gave up his hands and his feet to be nailed to a wooden cross.
他放弃了他的手和脚，是被钉在一个木制的十字架上。
He gave up his head to be crowned with thorns.
他放弃了他的头，是被荆棘是戴作为冠冕戴在头上。
He gave up his side to be pierced with a spear.
他放弃了他的身旁，是被枪去刺透。
And he gave up his life to save unworthy sinners who could never save themselves.
他放弃了生命去救啲唔配嘅罪人，而且系永远唔可以自救。
So let us honor Christ, our Passover Lamb, by remembering him through the bread and the cup.
所以我哋去尊重我哋嘅基督，我哋去今晚系逾越节嘅羔羊纪念，就系藉着饼同埋杯去纪念佢。
While the team comes up, let's pray.
咁当敬拜小组上嚟嘅时候，我哋一齐低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
天上嘅父，我哋再次去感谢你。
We thank you for Christ, our Passover Lamb.
我哋多谢你，基督呢个逾越节嘅羔羊。
We thank you that we have forgiveness through His shed blood.
系藉着佢嘅流嘅血，能够去赎罪。
We thank you that He died in our place, taking your wrath upon Himself.
系藉着呢个宝血，能够去将你嘅愤怒从我哋身上去移开，系源到佢嘅身上。
And Father, we ask for your forgiveness again for the sins that we still commit.
求你再一次赦免我哋嘅罪，当我哋有嘅犯罪去得罪你。
Help us even now to put away sin, to put away the leaven from our lives.
帮助我哋能够可以撇除呢个罪，亦都好似啲酵咁样去挪开。
And help us now to remember again the great sacrifice that Christ gave for us.
能够再一次提醒我哋一个何等大嘅一个献祭系藉着基督。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祈求，
Amen.
Amen.
Can everybody please rise as we sing In Christ Alone?
弟兄姊妹请起立。
In Christ Alone.My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still.When striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
唯独有你奇妙圣婴，生于世上于尊光贵。人义厚爱常被看轻，多少背叛多少设计，尝尽痛苦主已被卖，神的真怒终于消解，从没有错承受恶果，基督替代钉死救我，
There in the ground His body lay, Light of the world by darkness slain, And bursting forthIn glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his, and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ.
过，期望永生，今生带着基督基因，人在世界，灵内隔身，天天仰望恩主大人。仇敌恶魔奸诈阴险，无需慌张，恩友在前，凭妙确据言动信心，单单仰赖基督权能。
No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hands till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
Go ahead and take your seats for a moment.
我哋大家请坐。
As we read earlier, with the Passover was also the festival of unleavened bread.
咁我哋头先讲过逾越节之后庆祝嘅就系呢个无酵饼嘅一个筵席。
Which was a time to clean out the leaven, clean out the sin in their lives.
可以除酵咁样除去我哋身上嘅罪。
And so before we take of the bread and the cup together, it's right for us to take a moment to reflect. To ask God to examine and search our hearts. So that we would not eat of the bread or drink of the cup in an unworthy manner. And I also want to remind you that the bread and the cup is a symbol for believers. And just as the Passover was for those who had identified with Israel through circumcision, so communion is for those who have identified with the church through baptism.
逾越節是為以色列人去設立，就好似呢個主餐是為基督徒去設立。
So if you've been baptized and you're trusting in Christ, you are invited to partake with us.
如果你是受咗浸係相信耶穌嘅話，我哋邀請你同我哋一齊嚟到去用呢個主餐。
If you haven't been baptized or you don't yet know what it means to trust in Christ, we're glad you're here, but we'd ask you to refrain from taking of the bread and the cup.
但如果你仲未受浸或者未相信耶稣嘅话，我哋欢迎你留低去到观察，但系就请你唔好同我哋同用呢个主餐。
If you didn't grab a cup on the way in, we do have some ushers on the side who can give one to you.
如果你系未有呢个饼同埋杯嘅话，你可以举手，我哋侧边有司事人员系俾你哋嘅。
I want to give you a minute to pray and reflect and.And to remember Christ.
我哋用一分钟能够去自己去祷告，省察我哋自己嘅内心。
Father, as we reflect on our lives and on our hearts, we confess that we are sinners.
主耶稣，当我哋再一次能够去省察我哋嘅内心时候，你系再一次提醒我哋系得罪你嘅。
Even on our best days, we are sinners who deserve your wrath.
喺我哋最好嘅日子，我哋仍然系得罪你，我哋系应该系接受神你嘅愤怒。
Our sins are deeper than we realize and more numerous than we can count.
系我哋嘅罪系深度，我哋根本系数唔清。
But Father, we thank you that Christ and his blood covers them all.
我哋多谢你，系主耶稣基督嘅宝血系遮盖我哋。
Thank you for your forgiveness.
係多謝你嘅寬恕。
And help us to put away and to repent of all sin.
叫我哋能夠可以去省察自己嘅罪。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
係奉耶穌嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So now, if you would carefully take off the clear layer from the top to get the bread.
咁你係打開一個黏膜頭喺上高嘅。
As we read earlier in Luke, on that last Passover night, Jesus took bread and he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
喺約翰福音係講過，係耶穌係拿起餅來，祝謝了，然後擘開遞俾門徒，話：呢個係我嘅身體，係為你哋所捨嘅。你哋如此行，為的是紀念我。
Let's take this together.
我哋一齊用主嘅餅。
And now carefully take off the second layer for the cup.
跟住第二层就系一个杯，小心啲去抹。